Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
John Miller on the call. Of course, everybody thought Padres-Dodgers in those early season matchups were awesome, but here we look. The Giants 18-13, Padres 18-14, the two best records along with the Cardinals in the National League, and they will be at Oracle Park this weekend. We'll see Blake Snell for the Padres, and a buddy of yours, Mark Sweeney, joins us. Of course, does Padres broadcast. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest sign. Hi, Mark. How are you?
John and Greg, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
So give us the lowdown so far. The pitching's been great. The starting pitching's been great. I love the bullpen. Are the Padres living it up to lofty expectations to you?
Yeah, it's interesting. Offensively, they haven't really been consistent at all. They've had some individual efforts, but really it comes down to, like you said, the starting pitching has been pretty good, but the bullpen has been excellent. Mark Melancon, as you guys know, didn't have a very good Giants career, but he's 11 for 11 in saves, and they've really bridged the gap getting the ball to him as well.
Mark, we came in with John Miller's call of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s home run from this past Sunday at Petco off of Kevin Gausman, and that was just amazing to me that he was able to reach that outside pitch. So we've seen you guys twice early in the year, and right away, first game, second at bat, he takes that big swing, Fernando, and he winds up dislocating his shoulder. He's out for just the minimum 15 game days. He comes back, and they say put two hands on the bat, and you see him hitting bombs against Kershaw and Bauer. I do see him, though, with just, you know, one hand coming off the bat every now and then. But specifically, that home run he hit against Gausman was the one I was thinking, if he's going to keep two hands on his on the bat, how is he going to reach that outside pitch like that? And lo and behold, he did, and he took it out into the jury box. So, but he has been up and down so far since coming back. So how has he changed it? What are you seeing from him trying to keep two hands on the bat and not let the one hand fly where he can re-injure that shoulder, Mark?
Yeah, Greg, it's a good point. I mean, what we're seeing out of Fernando Tatis Jr. has been, he's been excellent against the Dodgers. Everyone else has really been, suspect. There's a lot of swing and miss. Like you said, he's had to reinvent himself in the sense of keeping two hands on the bat because typically he released it, got a little more length with his bat. And against Gausman, that was actually a surprise. I think his reaction on the home run was a surprise too, because he hasn't hit a lot of balls the other way this year with that two-hand approach where it has more carry. Last year he got a lot. But there was really nothing he didn't do last year. There was like 1 month where he wasn't hot, everything else was. So this is a spectacular player. Even when he's not swinging the bat, he does something that I think you definitely want to keep your eyes on. That's the reason why they offered him that big contract, and he ended up signing it. So Fernando is one of those guys that if he gives you that energy, he gives you some good at-bats. The offense is definitely different.
Mark, talk to us about, like you said, the staff. We're going to see Blake Snell. We're not going to see Darvish, who's off to the great start after coming over from the Cubs. But Musgrove's throwing that no-hitter. Snell, just what are we seeing from the starting rotation for the Padres? And they've got a couple of injuries as well.
Yeah, I think for Blake, it's been a little spotty. Every single start he has thrown, other than the Pittsburgh Pirates one where he went two-thirds of an inning, everything has been really good, but he's had some moments where it's just taken him out of rhythm. I think it has a lot to do with just being on a new team and the pressures of that. But he's pretty close. He's very, very forthright in his post-game conferences where he knows what he's doing wrong. He constantly says that, you know, it's going to get better and I'm close. He goes, I like my stuff. But we haven't seen the consistency and also him being able to pitch deep in ball games, which I think they need because they've used their bullpen a lot. Joe Musgrove is really, you know, a really nice story, even though his record doesn't indicate the way he has pitched. Last couple times out, he hasn't been as good, but throwing a no-hitter, being able to be the first guy that came from San Diego and threw a no-hitter against Texas, that was something that was extra special, of course.
Yeah, Mark Sweeney obviously knows this division. He played for everybody but the he did play for Colorado, so you played for every team in this division, which is amazing. And you were a Padre a couple of times.
Except the Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks, yeah, that's the one I'm looking at. Not the Diamondbacks. You were, we got to know you as a Giant, obviously, in 06-07, and you were a premier pinch hitter, and you are, you know, number two all-time in career pinch hits and number one all-time in career pinch hit RBI. So I want to get your thoughts, because you've seen a lot of the Giants, obviously, this early year, Sween, is the way Gabe Kapler, and they call it a line change, where you start, you know, a lineup against a left-hand, like tonight, you know, Blake Snell will start, so they'll get as many right-handed hitters they can. But once Jace Tingler goes to the bullpen and brings in a righty, then they'll make the line change. Now, when you were a pinch hitter, I think you prepared to hit later in the game. But these guys are not really pinch hitters. You got starters and you got finishers, guys that will come in off the bench. And the Giants are on pace to break all the records for pinch hit at-bats. Since you were one of the best pinch hitters of all time, what do you think of the way Gabe Kapler, Farhan Zaidi, Scott Harris are using their bench this early year?
Well, Greg, it's interesting you say that. There's two answers to that question. I mean, one, as a pinch hitter, you got to be prepared for every situation, and you kind of understand what the manager is going to do when he makes those decisions. That being said, this day and age, this is the way managers are managing a lot of platoons. That's what Gabe Kapler does, and he's afforded to do that. I think there's two sides to that, because if you're getting enough at bats, you feel comfortable going into those pinch hit at bats. If you're not, and you're facing guys that are throwing 95 plus, that gets difficult at times. So I think Gabe does a really good job of communicating. Guys know what situations they're supposed to be in. And you look at that, that helps a player to know exactly when they're doing it. If that's questioned, I think that's where the player really struggles. But I think the communication these days are, hey, you know, you're going to face X, Y, and Z. And if you're not, and they stay with this pitcher, I think we're going to hold suit. So I think around baseball, you're seeing that. And I think the indication is what Dave Roberts does in Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, they plug and play at all times, and they are very versatile. I think a lot of teams like to do that.
Hey, Mark, we'd be remiss. Willie Mays turned 90 yesterday. You played a couple of years with the Giants. I don't know how much interaction you had with him, but you know the presence he has around the franchise. What are your thoughts on Willie Mays turning 90?
Yeah, John, it's amazing. I just told my 9-year-old today, because they were doing a special on MLB Network, and I said, buddy, I got to meet Willie Mays, and arguably he's the best player that's ever played this game. And he, you know, as any 9-year-old would do, he's like, you did? And I just remember those situations, coming into the locker room, having him sitting at a table, engaging in everybody that stops by. It was a, you know, especially Willie McCovey being around too. When you have the Giants in their traditions and you have, royalty in your locker room, I always tried to get as much time as I could with Willie. And I just think everyone in baseball should honor him. We're going to do it on our pregame show today. Willie is an icon in baseball, and that smile just resonates throughout baseball. So happy birthday to Willie. I said on social media yesterday, it was a pleasure putting that uniform on, and it had a lot to do with the history of the Giants.
Well said. That's great stuff. Mark, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to modestotoyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.